Good morning. Today is July the 6th, 2026, Monday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
I would ask you to turn with me this morning, beloved, to the book of Psalm, Psalm 91. I'd like to share two verses with you this morning, beginning in verse number 1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. In verse 2, I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. May God bless this morning the reading of His Word. You know, beloved, as verse 1 begins, it says, He, being you and I, who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. You know, each and every day in our life, there's no greater comfort, beloved, that we can have as believers and as Christians today than to know the shadow of the Almighty God is around us and overshadows us in everything that we do, every place that we go, knowing that He is with us, knowing His will is truly and His Spirit is within us each and every day. You know, it's goodness and mercy and grace that God pours out on us every day, beloved, that we can have the confidence, that confidence this day, even on this new week, this new Monday morning, cause of the power of God and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, dwelling within me in the truth that God's Word gives me, and the proof of that, in understanding that I know that I can go about this day and be fruitful and do and have the peace in my life and my heart that I know the Lord God deserves and desires within me. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. In verse 2, I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. You know what, beloved? Many times, some of the things that people seem to seek after seem to be many things other than the will of God in their lives. I know each and every one of us have been guilty at some point of seeking after our own strength, our own will, our own wisdom, maybe. Maybe the understanding of others, the advice maybe of other people that we know is maybe sometimes even ungodly advice. We seem to seek after what we feel that would give us an accomplishment of the tasks that we have each day before us. But truly, the Word God tells us, beloved, that we need to seek after the refuge and the fortress. And it says, my God in whom I trust. The Lord God today, beloved, is truly our refuge and is truly our fortress against all the things that would come against us in this day. In my life today, I know I need strength at work. I know I need strength in the ministry activities that God would have me to perform. I know that I need strength as a father. I need strength as a husband. I need strength as a friend in other people's lives that may know me today. Lord, I would ask you, Father, as we bow before you this Monday morning, that you would help us just to receive that strength, God, that your word testifies as we have read in the hearing of these precious people. Lord, I would ask you to just put your arms around us. Lord, I'd ask you just to hold us, and I'd ask you to allow us, Father, to have the strength that we need so that we can rest in the strength and the shadow of the Almighty today that we truly need so desperately, Father, today in our own lives. I would ask you to bless the lives of each and every one that may be listening to this broadcast this morning, Father. I would ask you to strengthen them just as you do us. I would ask you to help them and help us today, God, to be mindful, to be faithful, and to be true, God, to the calling that you placed in each and every one of our lives. Father, today we seek your will and your perfect grace to be upon our hearts and lives. We thank you for the mercy. We thank you for the shed blood that was shed on the cross through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. A blood that was shed by an innocent lamb, paying a price for our own sin debt today that we knew that we could not ever pay. Father, we thank you for that today. Your will and your peace within each of our hearts. May you be blessed. May you be glorified, Father. May you be always lifted up and honored. For today we come and we pray in the name truly above all names. Today we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.